Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi, from Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing, I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Pauly Malignaggi, Peter Carr, Brooklyn to the world.
Yeah, yeah, we're here.
I almost didn't make it this week. I like them apples. Getting out of Hidalgo, Texas, apparently this weekend was a bit more of a puzzling experience than I would have ever anticipated. Had I known I was going to have that much trouble, I might have skipped this weekend's PBC on CBS, although I would have missed some good fights.
Oh, yeah.
Great definitely. Card. Might be the best card yet so far in terms of action.
Good action.
Good action with Jamie McDonald and Tomoki Kameda. Kameda was quite a character. Funny guy. I got to meet him. I'll get to talk to him a little bit. We'll get into that later. And also, the main event, Omar Figueroa versus Ricky Burns.
Ricky Burns.
Ricky Burns. Everybody counted him out, but I tell you, Ricky Burns put up a hell of a fight. I gotta give
Ricky
him credit.
Ricky Sideburns.
Give a hand for Ricky Burns. Come on. Came all the way from Scotland. People counted him out. Gave Omar Figueroa all he could handle. There was really no losers in that fight. But you know who the biggest loser was? Me, trying to get out of Texas. You're not going to believe this. Apparently there's like Tornado Alley right above Texas. Like there's like that whole Midwest area, like Oklahoma and all that whole area. Well, there was going to be bad storms. There was going to be bad storms right after the fight. So what happens? So we take an early flight out, Sunday morning, take an early flight out, go from Hidalgo to Dallas. So I'm thinking, all right, we're going to beat the storms and get out of here. You know, the flight looks like it's taking off. We got out a little bit on a delay. We got out at 8:30 instead of 7:30 a.m. You know, I left Hidalgo at 5 a.m., so barely got any sleep. Leave at 8:30. I'm pretty pissed off that we already got an hour delay, but sure. We're taking off. At least we're taking off, and I'm thinking, bro, at least I'm going to be at LaGuardia Airport. In no time. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to take a nap. Land in LaGuardia.
Shut
go home.
Down.
Shut it down for the rest of the day. Maybe get in a jog later in the day. That was my plan anyway.
No. Well, we apparently, have bigger plans than that.
Apparently, American Airlines decided differently. They decided they're going to take off on a plane that has that this thing called the weather radar wasn't working. Apparently, the weather radar needs to work, especially when you're going to drive through thunderstorms and tornadoes. So the weather radar is not working. So they are now making an announcement. Apparently our weather radar is not working, and we're going to have to make an emergency landing in Oklahoma City. Now, when we land in Oklahoma City, I come to find out all the other American Airlines jets out of Dallas were canceled, delayed, because now the storms had started. You know what happens? We can't get a plane out of Oklahoma City. They need to fly a plane from Dallas to Oklahoma City. They can't bring one to them. They can't bring one to us. So what happens? We land. I'm there bright and early. I mean, I'm in Oklahoma City at probably like 9:30. So they tell us, a few more hours, we're going to get you a plane. Then it becomes 4 o'clock, we're going to get you a plane. 5 o'clock, we're going to get you a plane. 7 o'clock, we're going to get you a plane. After spending the whole day at Oklahoma City Airport, now I'm making weight, guys. I don't know if any of you guys at home made weight. But if you're making weight and you're stuck in an airport, you don't even have your training clothes. I checked my training clothes, so I couldn't even go for a jog through the airport and try to keep my weight down. Not that I would have anyway.
You would have looked weird.
Yeah, I would have been a little
running
creepy.
Through the baggage claim.
I would have been a little creepy. But anyway, I couldn't even do that even if I wanted to. Meantime, you start to pick at food. You pick on a salad. You start to pick on a yogurt. You know, it's all healthy stuff, except that it's all added calories. Now, I don't have a scale. Now they make the big announcement. The biggest announcement of all they make. Because now I'm wondering, where am I going to watch the Rangers game? Because now I'm going to be in mid-air for the Rangers game. And I'm dying to watch the Rangers game. It's an elimination game. Game 6, Rangers Capitals. I did not want to miss that game. Well, you get the big announcement. You know what the big announcement was? They're not flying us.
You beat
for tonight. They pull you, beat. You know, we're not flying you. Luckily, the good people at Heyman Boxing got us a hotel. Because American Airlines, apparently, will cancel your flight and leave you in the street. They will not get you a hotel. That's how it works for American Airlines. For anybody,
so we got you a hotel. Shut up.
So no. Heyman Boxing got us a hotel.
Oh.
Very differently. American Airlines would have left me in the street somewhere in Oklahoma
Thanks,
City.
Thanks, Uncle Al.
Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Al.
Heyman Boxing provides a hotel for my guys, me, and all the CBS crew. And me, Angel Perez, my strength trainer, we get stuck in Oklahoma City. We do a quick pool workout. Angel's right here today in the
Angel's
studio with us.
Here.
Angel, give a big hand for Angel.
All right, Angel.
Big hand for Angel. Big hand for Anthony, too. Anthony Cat. Catanzaro, a.k.a. Cat. The manager is also here.
My man.
Anthony did not make the trip to Oklahoma City. Thank God for him.
He's smart.
Good for him if that he did not. So, me and Angel now stuck in Oklahoma City. So, we do a little pool workout. I don't have a scale, so I have no idea what I'm weighing at this point. I'm starving. I'm angry. I barely slept. I got to get the workout in with barely any sleep. So, that always pisses me off. I watched the Rangers game, and I passed right out. Passed right out after the Rangers game. The next day, we got to do it all over again. Got to wake up bright and early for a 7 a.m. flight to LaGuardia. And I'm thinking, man, if they start canceling, because there's going to be more storms that day. I'm thinking, if they start canceling today's flights, I'm going to flip on somebody. Bro.
You would have went postal.
I would have went postal. And rightfully so. Are you kidding me? How many flights are you going to cancel?
Would you have been like Ben Stiller?
Bombardier?
If they try to make you check like
the bag and you don't want to
carry
check?
On?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
If you can get this out of my kung fu grip.
Yeah, no. Get out of here, lady, or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I think at that point, if they would have started canceling on Monday morning flights, I would have definitely went postal. I mean, at that point, I want to get the hell out of Oklahoma. Nothing against my Oklahoma fans or anything like that.
Well, if the Thunder were in the playoffs, you could have caught a game or something, but...
I don't even think I was in the mood to catch a game. I don't think I was in the mood for anything, bro. I just wanted to go home at that point.
You left out the best part.
What?
See, like I always say, I live vicariously through my champ. He was supposed to come home. Last year, we went to an event at Tau.
Oh, man. All those people that are at home, I'm signed to UTA, United Talent Agency. It's one of the biggest talent agencies in the country.
You've been talking for a while.
Hold on a second. We're going to set up the story. If you're going to set up the story, you got to set it up right, bro. So UTA has a big networking party once a year in New York City. This year's UTA networking party, and it's all the stars that are signed to UTA are all at the party. It's pretty cool. You know what I mean? I got signed to them a year and change ago, so last year was my first time I went to this event, and it was really cool. I got to meet cool people, and I got to see cool people. One of the guys I got to meet, I actually didn't care to meet a lot of the people. One of the guys I got to meet was the Dos Equis guy. For some reason, I had to take a picture with him. It was much bigger stars at that party, but the Dos Equis guy I had to go take a picture with because him and his sayings... always go a long way. Anyway,
I don't normally drink beer.
Yeah, normally drink beer. I do. Yeah, he stays thirsty. Trust me, he stays thirsty in real life too. he was banged up.
He wasn't thirsty at all.
He was whacked. But anyway, besides the Dos Equis guy, the real life Dos Equis guy. So this year we were invited to the UTA party that happened to be Sunday. So I was gonna go to that networking party this Sunday with my agent Ryan Hayden. Peter was gonna come along with me because now Peter is along with myself, one of the stars of this podcast. So he was going to make the appearance. He made the appearance last year anyway. So go ahead, Pete. Take the story.
Yeah, so like I always make fun of my girl and stuff, but she's always cool when it comes down to, I'm like, listen, we're going out. We got to do this thing. So she's like, oh, have fun, you know, and I'm sitting there waiting to get the text. Yeah, I don't think we're going to make dinner because we had dinner first.
Yeah, we had dinner reservation at 7:30 and the party was 9:30.
As fat as I am, I really don't care for the food. You know what I mean? I'm all about the booze. You know what I'm saying? So I really didn't care about that. Then I get the, text Ryan, let him know that I'm not coming at all. I'm like, dude, we were going to see the Dos Equis guy again, hopefully. We saw Roger McWorthy from Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powers show, yeah.
Come on. Like, Roger McWorthy was there chilling. You know Roger McWorthy from...
What character was he in the show?
He was pitcher. He was the baseball player.
He was the guy.
No, he wasn't the pitcher. He wasn't the main guy.
Danny McBride was Kenny Powers.
Right.
McWorthy was his rivals.
His nemesis. Oh, right.
Yeah, anyway, he was there too.
He was there too. Right.
But anyway, so we didn't get to go to the party. We missed the party.
And of course, my girl's like, oh, that stinks. You know she didn't want me to go out anyway. But I do the counter. I'm like, I didn't want to go anyway, babe. It's so much better being home. Work tomorrow, you know? Anyway, I just feel bad for Paul. He's stuck in an airport, you know?
No, I got a hotel, bro. I mean, they didn't make...
But you were there for a while, you know?
So you got to watch the game then?
No, I got to go to the hotel and watch the game, and then next morning we flew out. Luckily, American Airlines got us out of there. They didn't feed us, though. Not that it mattered, because I'm making weight, so I didn't have to get the temptation. But if I wasn't making weight, and you don't feed me on first class, I'm throwing somebody. I'm throwing somebody off the plane. I don't know how everybody else didn't complain. I guess they were just happy to be going home. But I noticed nobody got fed on that plane. All right?
That's bullshit.
Dude,
Angel still looks hungry from the flight.
I bribed someone for tickets once to Vegas first class. And there's no food
yeah, you
on
make
there
way nah, with the flight.
You can't put people in first class and not feed them. Like all right, I know. At that point, I know you expect us to be happy just because you're getting us home, but we shouldn't have been delayed to begin with because we beat the storm. Bro, the weather radar should have been working. If the weather radar is working, which whatever, I don't even know what a weather radar was up until this weekend. If the weather radar is working, we beat the storms and everybody else gets stuck on the flights after us, but not us. We would have got home. So it's not my problem. Your weather radar on your planes isn't working. And now I got stuck all day in Oklahoma City. It doesn't mean I got to starve on Monday on the plane because I should just be happy that you're getting me home. You should have got me home anyway.
Man, that ain't first class. That's first trash.
No. There goes that sponsorship opportunity for the podcast.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. I don't think I would have. I think they would have.
No, we don't want them anyway.
Yeah, we don't want them anyway. There's a lot of good airlines out there, and I've flown plenty of them. American not being one of them.
JetBlue,
baby.
Come on, not just them.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I like JetBlue.
United.
All right, good. So, what's the score of the Champions League?
Why didn't you guys get like somebody like Denzel to come in and just be like, no, I'm taking over and I'm flying this
shit? Yeah, you think?
You know what I mean?
But that's only in movies, bro. It doesn't happen in real life.
Nah, what was the guy that flew was flying over the river over here?
He was really the pilot, bro. Are you kidding me? The guy that landed on the West Side Highway on the Hudson River?
Siegel?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, his name is like Siegel or something.
Siegel?
Yeah. He flew like a seagull.
Joel Siegel was a movie critic for Eyewitness News back in the 90s, you moron.
Good call.
He's not a pilot.
No, that was Siskel.
No.
No. It's a whole other guy.
No.
Was it Siegel and Ebert? It was Siskel.
No.
But I'm talking about the guy who saved everybody and then they
He was flying the plane in real life.
That's what I'm saying. Why didn't they get a better pilot to come in and be like, no, you guys are overreacting. Let me fly this.
No. Speaking of which, I later found out there was a bigger problem than I thought. Not having the weather radar is apparently like a big deal. Like the pilot.
Chelsea Sullenberger.
That's his name?
Chelsea.
You were not even close.
Sullenberger. Because they called him Sully. That's
really,
why.
Bro?
They called
him
Sully.
His name was Siegel.
He was so gangster they gave him a nickname. He was Sully.
Was Sully. You called him Siegel. Hey, like Jonathan Livingston Siegel, bro. Are you kidding me?
Sully. You know, don't even try to make
like you meant to say his name right.
We were in another office. We actually saw the plane from our window when it landed.
Yeah, when it landed, really? You saw the plane?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Out of our window.
So did you know it was like he was purposely landing it in the water, or did you think like something
was
wrong?
I thought it was fucking ISIS, man.
That's crazy, bro. Seriously. No, because if I'm in a building in Manhattan, because, you know, we got these pretty big high-rises. We're inside one of them right now. If I'm looking at an airplane going into the Hudson River and he's slowly descending, and I'm looking and I'm like, bro, there's no runway there. Where's he landing that thing?
It's a waterway.
I'm gonna start calling everybody else from the floor and be like, yo, am I seeing things?
Because everybody was there watching. Oh yeah.
Because bro, to land that thing in the water, you gotta know what you're doing.
Oh, dude, know what you're doing. What about everybody started like so happy that he landed in the water safely? Obviously, right?
Bro,
what
you
about me?
I don't
swim. I would still be shitting in my pants.
It was middle of winter. I think it was cold too.
Like, no, we got a floor, buddy. I'm not going anywhere near that floor. You better get a helicopter to come get me from this plane and get me to land.
Bro, I give that guy credit. That guy gets a lot of credit. Honestly, one thing I gotta say though, because apparently not having a weather radar is like a big deal, especially when you're flying through storms,
tornadoes.
Yeah, tornadoes and thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. So I later found this out after. So apparently, you know, we were in pretty serious trouble later on, as I would find out. So apparently, the pilot of the plane had to do all the moves and maneuvering by himself to get us to Oklahoma City Airport because the whole plane wasn't working.
That's what he went to school for.
No, I understand, but you still got to, you know, you still got to do it yourself.
That's scary.
A lot of these pilots depend on
that's
the technology.
That's what I'm talking about. It's called autopilot. Every once in a while, you got to work.
There's huge tornadoes.
You don't have the weather radar telling you which direction the storms are coming from, which everything, you know.
I'm telling you.
You're basically manually operating the whole operation.
I'm telling you, Denzel would have...
Denzel,
got you to JFK.
You're talking
easily.
About that crazy pilot movie Denzel did. Dude,
it's
that's
flight.
A movie.
It's called
that's
flight.
Not a true story, though,
shooting
bro.
Shooting up, he's banging hot stewardesses.
Right.
And,
yeah, this isn't. Yeah, this is.
A little fifth of vodka and orange juice.
Got him there.
A little bump of coke. A little hit it off the joint. He had the naked girl walking around in the hotel room. He's arguing about child support. All of a sudden, boom, the guy's flying around. They're like, no, we're going to die. We're going to die. He's like, no, I got this.
That's true.
That's all you need.
It took the edge off a little bit, right?
It took the edge off, exactly.
Hey,
sometimes that's all you need.
You're serious in real life, really.
I would have taken...
What do you think this is, bro?
Not even joking around, though. Those.
I hope you're at least joking around.
No, but those.
This guy's serious right now. Looking at me with a serious face.
But those guys, that the terrorist guys from 9/11, those guys took courses here. They learned how to fly.
But they were flying on a sunny day. Not the.
And they learned.
It was clear as
how to land.
It was clear as day, and they didn't have to know how to land, which is like the hardest part.
That's true.
You kidding me? They manually flew from Boston to New York. All right. They had 6 months of airplane classes.
Why did you bring that up? You bring the whole show down.
I'm just saying the guys learned how to fly like
not
like
very that. Good, obviously. Not very good at all. You
know, closer to 9/11, we'll do a 9/11 show. We'll talk about it. I won't talk about that.
Yeah, but
what about the Yankee pitcher?
Nah, come on, Corey Lytle, really?
Yeah. He used to fly himself all over the place.
He flew himself into the building.
I'm saying, aside from that, who put the building?
All right, thankfully, Corey Lytle wasn't flying my plane. Is that what you want me to say? Thankfully, Corey Lytle wasn't flying my plane through the tornado.
Or Thurman Munson. Yeah.
Or Thurman Munson.
Right. That's another.
Did he crash his own plane too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in a plane crash, but I didn't realize he was the pilot.
He was such a
family man.
No,
that was Rocky Marciano.
He's trying to get home to see his family in Cleveland.
That was Rocky Marciano you're thinking about.
You got in a plane crash.
JFK Jr.
Yeah.
You his own flight too? Why do these guys get airplane licenses?
Well, no, because he's
like Thurman Munson killed his whole family in the flight too?
No, he's on his way to see his family.
Oh, why, they lived in Cleveland?
Yeah,
you will play your family member plays for the Yankees. You go to New York, bro. You don't see what happens. Huh? Thurman Munson,
especially when
he's
Thurman Munson.
yeah, Thurman Munson. Hey, what's the score of the Champions League game? Let's talk a little bit a bit more about happier news. No, what's the score of the Champions League game? Barcelona and Bayern Munich. Again, we have no TVs in this studio. Every week I complain about this.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Oh, my God.
What is it?
3-2 Munich.
Yeah, but they still need three more goals.
You're talking about they still need. They still need. I need.
Oh.
They still need.
Because Pete always bets in theory. So in theory.
They still need. Who's they? Who's they? Who cares about they?
So in theory.
I love when they say, say you should do
Pete's lock of the week. Apparently, we've just uncovered Pete's lock of the week this week.
My lock of the week is tomorrow.
Was Bayern Munich.
No.
It was Barcelona. Who you
my
after
lock of the week is tomorrow.
Oh, Real Madrid is tomorrow?
What are you talking about?
That's who you have tomorrow. Don't make like you didn't pick Barcelona today. You're miserable. Because the 3-2 score you know why you're screwed right now? I'll tell you why you're screwed now. Because the 3-2 score for Bayern Munich does nothing for Barcelona. They don't care if they lose 3-2.
You
they still
told me that yesterday, but I still put a little something on it. I put four times the amount on Madrid tomorrow. That's called a lock.
That's called luck. So you're taking.
So what are you doing?
Again, you're going against the Italians. You didn't learn your lesson last week.
Right.
So let's traitor this guy is. Seriously, the traitor this guy is.
Yeah.
Well, traitor, for those of you that don't know, me and Peter Cards are 100% Italian. Now, the reason I got to actually mention this is because yesterday, apparently on Twitter, somebody had me pinned as a part Chinese, part Spanish, and part Italian, apparently. Somebody, I didn't even answer.
He's not even full Italian.
You're like the Tiger Woods of boxing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for that guy, he's dead wrong. I am 100% Italian. So Sicilian? Me and Peter Cards are 100% Italian. Yeah, Sicilian.
Oh,
we're Sicilian. You don't. There's a rule. You don't go against your kind in soccer. That's it.
It's not the World Cup, dude.
Dude, it's the Champions League. You're not going against a Serie A team. You literally just put four times the amount you put today on tomorrow's Real Madrid versus
Juventus
game.
It's all about the gish.
All right, Lazo. You didn't learn your lesson last week. You had beat them 2-1.
It's all about.
I hope Juventus teaches you a lesson. And then you know how stupid you're going to be if Juventus advances tomorrow? Yeah, I'll tell you how stupid you're going to be. You're going to take Barcelona in the finals against them, too. Because you're not going to learn your lesson.
Of course.
This is a Cinderella team of destiny. You understand me? This is a Cinderella team of destiny. This is like, this reminds me of like, what was it, 1997 when Borussia Dortmund beat Juventus in the final? Juventus was mowing through everybody, and they lost in a final to Borussia Dortmund.
But then he doesn't realize when I can't pay up, I go, I sound like Mush. Hey, Sonny, can you loan me 500?
Yeah. For those of you that don't know who Mush is, watch A Bronx Tale. We always have some movies we want you guys to watch so you guys can actually learn our lingo here on Paulie Malignaggi, Brooklyn to the World podcast with Peter Cards.
Can you put this coffee on my tab? Yeah, what tab?
So right now, Peter Cards is mimicking Mush from Bronx Tale. So
we'll
homework
tomorrow.
Assignment this week, folks that listen to the show, watch A Bronx Tale. It's a great story. Great New York story. And on that note, we're going to go for a break right now. We'll be right back.
I need a break.
Introducing Paulie.
Paulie Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
Malignaggi.
This is Paulie Malignaggi from Brooklyn to the world.
All right, guys, we got a new sponsor, Mack Weldon. What are they? Underwear on under clothes? It's pretty cool.
Undershirts.
They guarantee socks. So much comfort that I might be able to wear this for my next weigh-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
Mack Weldon, MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon.com. Check them out. You know, they got a couple of guarantees here. Over 75% of guys say it's better than anything else in their drawer. So I'm all about that, bro. You know, especially in the summer, bro. You know, you hate wearing uncomfortable underwear, uncomfortable
socks.
Well,
I tried on the sample. I loved it.
Uncomfortable
it was
shirts. You did it. So it was good. It was good. And plus, you know what? I'm all about wearing undershirts just as regular shirts in the summer. Mm-hmm. Call me, you know.
Yeah, they're a little tighter fit. They're a little longer. So they don't
as long as I'm
up.
In shape, you know, it's mm-hmm. good. You know, you're in shape. You can wear that, no? For
the
summer.
Of course.
Of course, you know. Says here they combine modern technology with old school quality in all the products, from the material to the manufacturing process. They created their own fabric. It's called 18-hour jersey because it sits unrolled for 18 hours before it's cut. The result is a consistent fit, better colors, and softer feel. And I'm all about a softer feel, better colors. I mean, underwears. If you usually get to the underwears, you know, it's
they actually more guarantee about style. They guarantee you a refund if you don't like the product.
Yeah, they do. They guarantee you a refund if you don't like the product. So that's how confident they are in liking the product. But let me get back to the style of the underwear, bro. I mean, you know, it's different colors. If I want to go wild at a weigh-in with some different colors, you know, it's all about. I'm all about it. I'm all about it. You know,
I think they're onto something.
The underwear like has it. Mesh cool zones. It's good. Again, in the summer, you want to stay cool, especially, you know, with the underwear. Underwear is very important to stay cool. You know, summertime, and nothing's more uncomfortable than sweaty, messy underwear in the summer, dude. I can't stand it. So the underwear is mesh cool zones. Definitely a big plus. Stay put legs and no roll waistband. All pluses. The undershirts are longer, so they stay tucked in. Guys, you know, because you do tuck in your undershirts. That's what they're there for. And sleeves cut so they don't bunch. That's big.
I didn't try on the shirts yet. I want to try those.
Yeah?
I only tried on the underwear.
Yeah.
Like the boxers.
I'm all about the sleeves of the shirts. I gotta be honest with you, man. For the summer, and, you know, it's a comfortable feel even as a regular shirt. You know, I go out there playing basketball or something at the park and just put on one of those sleeveless shirts.
You wear the shirt and I'll just wear the underwear.
Yeah, we'll be like...
I wanted to walk the dog the other day because you know what it is? When you put... I put on the underwear and I felt like Cristiano Ronaldo until I walked by a mirror and then I realized I wasn't. But that was comfortable. It made me feel like...
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point. When you're wearing underwear, you want to feel that comfort zone. So it's good.
Gives you confidence.
So again, it's a money-back guarantee, I think, here. You just go to promo code PAULIEM. You get 20% off your entire order. So, you know, you guys can get dress socks here. You can get the undershirts. You can get underwear. Just go to... MackWeldon.com, MackWeldon. That's MackWeldon. Use promo code PAULIEM, not with a Y. It's PAULIEM. PAULIEM, promo code PAULIEM, and you get 20% off the entire order. So you can't beat that with a bat.
That's awesome.
In reality, you know, and you get comfort, you get great quality, and you get savings that you can't beat. So go check it out. Different sizes, you know, it's the. You'll all be comfortable, and again, you have that refund guarantee, so go check it out.
You're listening to former two-time world champion Paulie Malignaggi from Brooklyn to the world.
We're back. Paulie Malignaggi, Brooklyn to the world with PD Podcast. You're a big hit on Twitter. A lot of people are actually, you know, they're giving you a lot of big compliments for the show. You know, it's...
I'm here all week.
You're all week?
Yeah.
You know, you get a lot of positivity on Twitter. I'm sure your Twitter is more positive than mine, right? I mean,
well,
what do you think?
I'm affiliated with you, so I'm guilty by association automatically.
Really?
Yeah.
You believe in that guilty by association shit? I don't believe it. What are you guilty of, though? Being right?
Well,
the only thing I'm guilty of is being right.
I think a lot of people are jealous of me, in all fairness.
God, what?
I have a very fun job. I carried all your belts for, like, all these years, so...
Yeah,
I get called the side chick. Your side chick.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
That's most commonly.
I gotta be honest. My side chicks are a lot better looking than you, bro.
Like side kick, maybe. No. Side chick.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're a girl.
Yeah. I guess it's.
That's the haters do.
Yeah. You know. Well, it's fun.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah. I like it.
Those keyboard warriors keep attacking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, guys. If anybody wants to challenge me to a fight on Twitter, you have to at least put your face on your avatar. You can't have a picture of the Incredible Hulk or a picture of Thor or a picture of an iguana or a picture of your pit bull as your avatar pic on Twitter. If you're going to challenge me to a fight, you got to at least show me what you look like.
Yeah, be man enough. And you know what it is? Because it's a giveaway right there. It shows a few things. I'm not a therapist or a psychologist by
or a psychiatrist
any means,
even.
You're right. But it shows a lot. I could sit here at 200 pounds and put a million pictures up of myself.
Mm-hmm.
These people sit there and harass and try to nitpick and annoy a two-time world champion.
Yeah, 19-year-olds in their parents' basement, sure.
Right. And they don't have a picture of themselves up. They don't have a girlfriend. They don't have a life. They don't have an identity.
They have Twitter.
They have Twitter. It's amazing.
It's good. It's giving people a life.
Like one guy, we were making fun of him. I'm like... I think one picture he had of you was like in a car or something, like he's driving car.
You guys, one of the regulars on my Twitter, always tries to
let himself
be heard. See, you can tell who are the guys who have no girlfriends, who don't get laid, right. who have no friends. You can tell who they are because they're always on your Twitter bashing you.
Right,
like, they're always
you
on your Twitter,
nothing
constantly
else to
bashing
do.
You. Like it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Without. You know, these are people that have no friends their whole life. So social media allows them to, like, interact with people.
It gives them that, yeah, absolutely.
But you're still not getting a girlfriend, dude. You got to get laid. If you get laid, I'm seriously telling you, if you get laid often enough, you won't be as much of a hater. It's automatically. And people are going to say, well, you're a hater on Manny. No, I'm telling the truth about Manny. Right. There's a difference, all right? There's a difference. And I don't spend my whole day talking about Manny. I just answer your questions and your comments about Manny. So stop talking to me about Manny, and I won't talk to you about Manny.
Are we still talking about Manny?
We're still talking about Manny.
But listen, my father, rest in peace, my father, when I was like 12 years old, was like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going to play hockey. But you got a girlfriend? I mean, are you getting laid? I'm like,
12?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well.
Peter's father was quite a character.
I had a girl come and ring my bell, right? You know, we would always hang out on the corner, and you know, the girl rings my bell, and I'm in my room. So my father's with his accent, Peter, get over here. I'm like, what's up? He turns to me and puts his back to the girl and makes like this impression of like big boobs, right? He's like, your friend is here. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, what's up? She's like, you know, we're hanging out. Are you coming out? I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be up the block in a few minutes. She leaves. He goes. What are you doing with this one? I'm like, we're friends. He goes, Ma, when are you gonna? I'm like, I'm like that.
See the kind of household Pete was raised in.
I'm like that. She's 12. He goes, well, how do you know? When I was 12, you know what I was doing back in Italy. So I'm like, I know. He goes, listen, well, this is what you do. I take your mother and your sister to the movie. And this way, you're home by yourself with the girl, and you...
I love your dad.
But this
dad.
Is what I'm saying. Like, I never grew up like, wow, let me go on Twitter and try to annoy somebody.
No,
I
let
just
me get a
thought...
Girl in my room when I'm 12
right,
and take care of business.
Exactly. But when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, all I thought about was girls and clubs. Or, you know, I didn't think about...
How the things you're supposed to think about when you're that age.
I didn't think about, let me annoy some guy on his phone and have his phone vibrating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's just had, my mind was on a different thing, I guess.
I'm going to tell famous people
no,
they
it's
suck.
Just you had more normal things to do.
And then I played, like, sports or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, so you had a normal life?
I
know what it is, too, though? These people aren't 17, 18, 19. Most of them are about... I get a couple of kids, you know. Actually, one of these kids, I haven't answered him because I don't want to abuse little kids. He's actually an amateur boxer. So little as he know, the mentality he has, he's going nowhere. But I can't abuse a little kid like that. So I let him.
Hopefully he's
naive.
To the podcast.
Yeah,
now he knows.
I let him go.
People gotta learn their own lessons in life, right?
But yeah, you learn your own lesson. If you have that mentality, you know you ain't going nowhere in boxing. But anyway, so the problem is most of these people are like full-blown adults, bro. They're not teenagers.
That's
they're full blown adults. Like you, at that point, you either have to have a life, a successful life, or a family who you're trying to provide for, something that should take up your time. Like
or you're just a creep.
Or you're just a creep, yeah. Because the ones that don't have an avatar pic, God only knows.
God only knows what you look like. God only knows what you're doing on a daily basis. I mean, how many times could you masturbate
to
pictures of Paulie? And think I hate this guy so much. You know what I mean? Or actually pictures of Manny. Yeah. You know?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's Laka from Taxi. Sorry.
That's Laka.
Thank you very much.
What did he say after the fight, Pete? What did he say?
He just hugged me.
He don't know
the Margarita and Koto hit hard the way
they hit hard. He just hugged me.
I win fights.
Do nothing. I think I win the fight.
Max was like, you thought you won.
Max was good.
He's like,
no, but I like how Max is walking him into the excuse. Like, you see how he was like sweeping. Well, you know, like you sweep the garbage to the side. He was sweeping him like to make like a legitimate excuse. So you're saying, that you thought you were winning the fight, so that's why you didn't try at the end. Like he's basically saying, like, Manny, say this so you at least have something to cover your stupid remarks with. Like Max was actually trying to walk him to the excuse, and Manny's like, eh, what are you doing?
I think I win the fight.
No, but and then he's like, so you're saying that you thought you were winning the fight, and that's why you didn't put the pressure on at the end.
Yes. Because I win the fight, yes.
Oh, my shoulder.
And it's because he just hugged me.
The ring is 20 by 20, guys.
HBO made a nice comeback, though.
Well, before we get to HBO,
Canelo.
Yeah, before we get to that,
yeah.
While that was on, because they replayed the Floyd Pacquiao fight on both networks.
Yeah, both networks. Yeah, I didn't see
that. That was the Hidalgo agreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was in Hidalgo. Go ahead.
They also showed like a 5-minute sit down with Jim Gray and Floyd. Oh. Jim Gray's like, well, Floyd, you said that you would give Manny a rematch. What about maybe you possibly sitting out this September and giving him a year and coming back and fighting him next September? And he's like, you know what? I changed my mind. He's like, nah. He's like, they're just bad business. He's like, they're just bad business. He goes, they're not good people to do business with. He goes, it was tough enough making the deal already, which, I mean, it took since, what, 2008 to make the deal?
Yeah. Apparently, everybody had fooled. Yeah, Floyd was running from him. Floyd was running. Yeah, I know, guys. Floyd was running from the easiest fight of his career with the most money. I know, guys. I know.
He ran from $250 million.
I don't even think Floyd Mayweather was sweating after 12 rounds.
He ran from $250 million.
Of free money.
Free money.
He ran from the free winning Powerball lottery.
That's like you hit the number and the guy goes, well, come to the store, I'll give you the money. No.
That's what they tried to make. And there was enough idiots out there that believed it too. That's why so many people ordered the pay-per-view. Yeah, this is the guy. We made him fight the guy. He's been running from this guy the whole time. He's definitely going to lose now. He's been running from this guy. They forced him to fight him. I know, guys. He beat him without breaking a sweat. I know.
Skip said it, so it had to be true. He was definitely scared of Manny.
I don't mention. We do not speak his name.
Skip. Say it backwards.
That professor of boxing, Skip.
Yeah, he's
a winner. What a winner.
A real gem.
His name backwards is Picks. I can't pick a fight, though.
You could pick his nose. But yeah, then Floyd was like, he basically went on to say, you know, he's done business with so many people, and if Pacquiao was any type of a man on a competitive level, he would have admitted that Floyd was a better man that night, and you never know. Maybe they would have done it again.
That's the way you do it.
Right, that's the
especially
way you do it.
Especially when it's that obvious.
Right. So, you know, and that was pretty much it. But, yeah, HBO definitely, they came on big time. I don't know about the commentary, but, I watched the fight.
Canelo Kirkland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the fight. Hidalgo. I was stuck in Hidalgo.
Man.
Kat, I know you watched it.
First 30 seconds
I watched the fight where I heard Lampley and Roy Jones say that both guys were hurt in the first round. I saw one guy get hurt. To me, it looked like Canelo was just hanging out.
Canelo takes a good shot, though.
He's just
calm. But he wasn't hurt.
Canelo
wasn't hurt.
No.
You know, like...
They were dying to make, like, a fight of the year, right?
You know what,
they were dying to make, like, a fight
of the
year.
You know when you have, like, your little nephew or your little cousin over and he's trying to punch you and you, like, hold your hand on his forehead? Kirkland was punching and Canelo's just like, hey, get out of here, little guy. That's not good. Come on. Ooh, go ahead. Hit me one time. Okay. Oh, you got one. That's cute.
Dude. I think you guys give Kirkland a little credit in the fight, no?
That's about it. He didn't have Canelo anywhere near hurt at all.
Like, I give him credit for
getting up off the canvas.
I give him credit for showing up.
He came to fight. He came to. He tried.
He doesn't have showing up.
You know, his skills. Clearly, he doesn't have a skill set. You know.
I give him credit for coming up with. One of the dumbest sayings I've heard.
What'd he say?
I want to get so close to him that he smells me.
Oh, yeah. He did say something. That's stupid.
That was pretty dumb.
Well, he got close.
The problem is he got so close, he smothered himself and was shooting punches from wherever he was from. And Canelo saw them. His head was backwards, and he saw them. Like, come on, dude. He got counted with everything.
And what about, he said he got knocked out, and then he's saying, well, no, the referee stopped the fight.
Yeah, he goes, I would have recovered. Recovered? You were down for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
He was down for a whole round.
Yeah, that I noticed in a post-fight interview. Even in the bar that I was at, I noticed he said, yeah, I was good, but the referee, you know, decided to stop the fight. Or something, right? He said something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, bro, did he just say that? Because I was in a ball with a lot of people. I'm like, he just say that, dude? He was out for like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think he realizes it wasn't up to the referee to stop the fight. He canceled himself out.
Yeah.
He was out cold. He canceled himself out.
If they would have kept counting, he would have got up by round 5. Like, if they would have just counted him out.
That was a spectacular knockout, though. The whole him spinning and everything. It was amazing.
I mean, Canelo can punch, and he doesn't just have that punch. He has that punching power with snap as well. So he's also a sharp puncher. You know,
it's the timing.
It's besides the power he has.
He walked him into that uppercut.
Yes.
I mean,
besides the power he has, he also has that sharp punching power. So it makes Canelo that much more dangerous.
Set up some good fights, all right?
The feints.
Potential.
The
Cotto feints. And Triple G, man.
You see that jab to the body?
Yeah.
Set everything up with that jab to the body. Kirkland goes, he's going to jab me into my body? I'm going to hit him with this left hook. And he threw it from his ass and in the middle got hit. And he did a spinorama. He kissed his bicep because you saw blood all over his bicep. Poor guy.
Pobrecito. Come on.
And Wolfie would have won. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Him and Ann Wolf could have fought Canelo. They both would have got knocked out.
Yeah.
But when he, you know, I have respect for him, but when he gets knocked out, he gets knocked out.
Yeah, right? Notice that? You know, we fought on the same card. We fought Ishida, right?
The Japanese
guy. Dude, he was out, right? He just went down.
Wasn't that Japanese guy getting pasted
I'll give you the story about the Noboru Ishida versus James Kirkland. So I fought on that card. It was the Eric Morales, Marcos Maidana card. I fought Jose Cotto, Miguel's older brother. So on the card, I opened up the pay-per-view, and then Ishida versus Kirkland was the next one. So I remember at the weigh-in telling him, oh, wow, this guy Ishida's going to get his ass kicked all over the place tomorrow by Kirkland. And Pete's like, well, I was like, yo, I've been watching this guy spar on Wildcard for the last 3 weeks. He got here from Japan. He's been getting pasted all over the gym the past 3 weeks.
He gets hit with everything.
I mean, Peter Quillin was punching the shit out of him for 3 weeks straight in the gym. He was sparring with Quillin in the gym, I remember, in Wildcard. And I used to see him every day sparring with Quillin, sparring with a couple other guys. All he did was eat leather every day. I mean, I felt bad for him. I was like, I actually wanted to tell his trainer, like, bro, he's got a fight coming up. Like, you shouldn't be letting him take this pounding in the gym. He's going to have nothing left for the fight. Like, I was on the verge of telling, you know what I mean? Like, every day I see this guy get his ass whooped all over the place, and I'm like, this guy's on the same card as me. Like, I'm watching him get his ass whooped every day. Then I'm fighting that. I got to watch him get his ass whooped again. I feel terrible.
And he's fighting a guy with the only skill he has with his punching power.
So at the weigh-in, I'm telling Peter, you know, we're waiting. And by the way, that was the weigh-in I did with the whole superhero costume outfit. I painted my face. I painted my body. You know, a lot of you might remember that crazy outfit. I had long hair. So I tell Peter, I'm like, this guy, this poor bastard, you have no idea what this guy's been going through.
I started feeling bad for
him. Yeah, I made Peter feel bad for him. Rightfully so. I said, bro, you have no idea what I've been watching this guy go through for 3 weeks.
Tragedy in Japan.
They had the track.
Yeah.
It was
he had the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. He was fighting for the Japan, I guess.
People or something.
Yeah. It was bad. But it was really bad. I saw firsthand the ass whoopings he was getting every day. So I was telling Peter, like, yo, you don't even know this guy's going to get killed tomorrow. Like, this guy's going to have nothing left. Like, I've been watching this guy get pasted all over the gym. Like, look at him. He's going to have nothing left. So I beat Jose Miguel Cotto. Jose Cotto. I go to the locker room. I'm getting stitched up because I got buttered a couple of times. So I literally getting stitched up. We have the TV screen. The TV monitor is in the locker room. So I'm getting stitched up. I just got finished getting stitched up. And the fight's about to start. Bro, I don't even, like, get up off the table yet. Like, I'm still sitting on the table. I just literally just finished stitched up. And he's already down, Kirkland. And I'm like, whoa, holy shit. And he gets up and he goes down again. Bro, what did he go down 3 times? Ishida knocks him out in 1 round. This guy, I mean, I was happy for Ishida. I got to be honest, bro. After the ass whoopings he caught in the gym every day, the least he deserved was to win that fight. I couldn't believe it. I was looking at Peter like, bro, if you saw this guy in the gym the last 3 weeks, you would never believe this.
You guys remember Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
When Owen Wilson, they went play a little football. And Vince Vaughn's like, I'm a quarterback. I could make it rain out here. And he gets sacked. And the girl goes, what's up with your brother? He's down. And he goes, come on, you big wuss. Get up. And he goes, he's like hurt. And he goes, every time I turn back, you're down. He goes, what is your deal? Like, it's like every time you looked, Kirkland went down. It was like, what is your deal?
Wow, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. So the hole he needed and Wolf, that thing hole really went crazy after that fight. Because I think he went left and Wolf after
Yeah, that was his first one.
That made him bring in back. Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, for all you James Kirkland fans out there, and I got a lot of respect for James Kirkland. I think he's a fun guy to watch.
Yeah,
but
cool guy.
Jesus Christ could have been in the corner, right. And Wolf could have been in the corner. Anybody could have been in the corner. It wouldn't have mattered Saturday night.
I thought what you said
Pacquiao's
about Manny.
Mother could have been
Yeah,
jinxing,
Pacquiao's mother could have been doing the voodoo. It wouldn't have mattered. Yeah.
Same thing you said about Manny. Like, Kirkland has no plan A. Forget about plan B. Like,
well, Kirkland never really has a plan B. Right, it's just to walk you out and take you out, just pummel you, you know?
When you find a guy like Canelo,
that can actually punch, knows how to set up his power, knows how to put snap behind. It's a different kind
your plan A, you put yourself your plan into. A always has to be you have to know how to fight.
Yeah.
That's always plan A.
Jabs are good, right? They were. They're good. Yeah, it's good punch to know, right?
You just got
to
know how to fight on this level. When you get to HBO and Showtime, you know, there's usually
and
no
and he's been in some fun fights. He's won some big fights.
He's exciting.
You know? Yeah. You know,
he beat our friend Glenn Tapia, who I think is a lot more well-rounded than Kirkland, but he just, you know, he got caught in the wrong style. And
Glenn unfortunately lost this weekend as well, so he's going to, you know, he's going to have to regroup. Big shout-out to Glenn Tapia. Hope he's feeling better after this Friday's loss.
Hopefully he leaves Freddie Roach.
Oh, they make it personal.
Yeah. So it's my opinion.
So
opinions are like assholes. So everybody has one.
True that. What's going on with the Champions League game?
Game's over, buddy. Please.
What is it? Is Duran at 3-2?
Yeah, beat it.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, so your lock tomorrow is still a 4-star lock, despite the loss you just took right now.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
So are you gonna be all down now? We got a podcast to do.
I'm telling everybody,
down.
Be careful when you listen to this kid, because every week he's got a 4-star loser, not a 4-star winner.
I had the Dodgers yesterday. Come on, don't listen to this guy.
I mean, you're getting all quiet. You're losing your energy.
Because he's bringing up the game. He knows the score. Come on. It was the 80-something minute. You know how it ends.
Well, I don't know if they catch a late equalizer, but I told you, if Barcelona went down, they weren't going to try hard to come back because they were up on the aggregator.
I got a late equalizer for you.
Look at this guy. Is he serious right now?
That's better than we did last week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He keeps going. I'm going to set you guys up lovely.
So what's going on? Game 7 tomorrow for the Rangers.
Oh, my God.
Hold it. Take a break.
Take a break before the Ranger game?
Yep.
All right, we're going to discuss the Rangers after this break.
I need to gather my thoughts for the Rangers.
Gather your thoughts.
We've got a lot of discussions going on about the Rangers.
Nervous.
Ovechkin guaranteeing wins, all kinds of stuff. We're going to talk about
it. I can feel it in my plums.
We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to former two-time world champion Paulie Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
We're back. Quick talk about baseball. Baseball season's in full swing, guys. I mean, we're in May.
Yankees, baby.
Yankees, Mets, both having a great season so far. And so the excitement continues all season long at DraftKings.com, the official daily fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to claim victory when you can win huge cash every day? At DraftKings, it's like a brand-new season every time you play. Just select two pitchers and eight position players. Stay under the salary cap, and you could be on your way to an enormous payday. Last year, Peter from Colorado won $1 million at DraftKings.
Peter.
Not our Peter. Peter of Colorado. In one day. This guy won $1 million in one day at DraftKings.
Crazy,
in one
right?
day. Just playing fantasy baseball. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have already cashed in at DraftKings. Now it's your turn.
I want to be that guy, man. $1 million.
Yeah, well, you're not that guy, unfortunately. That's
no,
not how you
I'm
work.
Not.
But anyway, let's continue here. Heard at DraftKings.com now and enter promo code
Paulie M.
Paulie M. Paulie M. They got my own promo code. Isn't that great? Paulie M.
Awesome.
Enter promo code Paulie M at DraftKings.com to play for free. You can win part of the $300 million in prizes being awarded this season. Use promo code Paulie M. Paulie M. P-A-U-L-I-E-M for entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com, promo code Paulie M. P-A-U-L-I-E-M.
If you didn't bet Mayweather, now you got a chance to make some money. Which
go claim the money that you didn't claim Saturday with the free money on the Mayweather win. Go to DraftKings.com and seriously, go get your money. Go put the promo code Paulie M. You get to play for free. You have to play for free. I'm just make sure you spell Paulie right. It's not with a Y. It's with an I-E. Paulie M. DraftKings.com. Of course, Peter, why would you not use it? I mean, come on.
You're listening to former two-time world champion Paulie Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
I have a deviated septum myself.
Nice. All right, ready?
My fights with Leonard back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. We'll do it to you.
Yep.
We're back. Paulie Malignaggi. Peter Cards. Seth Nyman.
Nyman. Doesn't matter. Seth, you just call me Seth the Jew, producer. That's all.
Well, think about that for a second.
Okay.
Like, you notice a lot of people like Steen and Stein.
Yeah. Right? Nyman, spelled like Nyman Marcus, my name, but it's pronounced Nyman.
Which is why I said Nyman in the first place. I got to be honest, Seth. More people are familiar with Nyman Marcus than they are of Nyman the Jew.
Well, we just started the show. So we wait till give us a couple more months. Like Nyman Marcus. Oh, Nyman, the guy, the Paulie Malignaggi show.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Remember my cousin Vinny? Remember my cousin Vinny?
Thinking big. Yeah, my cousin Vinny. How can we forget my cousin Vinny?
Remember he was like, he called me Steve.
Yeah.
He called me Steve.
A little trivia. Who's the judge in that movie?
Herman Eddie Munster.
Herman Munster. Herman Munster. The first time, yeah.
I don't watch that stupidity.
Herman Munster, bro. The monsters, the old monsters? School monsters, he's the judge.
The monsters.
To what?
The two Utes.
Utes.
Everybody are you home. Mocking me with
you,
that outfit?
Are you mocking me? My cousin Vinny, another classic Oscar-winning performance by Marissa Tomei.
Good call.
I don't like your attitude. That's a fucking surprise.
What?
What did you say? What? What did I say?
You could get locked up.
Don't bail me out tonight. I'm gonna sleep. I'm gonna sleep.
I might get some sleep.
Everybody home, watch.
An idiot hillbilly who wants to wrestle me for $200.
That's where he knocked him out. Took
my cousin.
Hey,
Vinny,
little
folks.
Yankee boy.
That's real legit of how people from Bensoners, Brooklyn would have been in the South back in the early 90s, late 80s.
Where'd you shoot this from up in a tree?
Bensoners still has those kind of characters here.
My brother, God bless him, 7 years older than me, grabbed me by my neck because that's the way he used to cross me. When you remember when you weren't allowed to cross the street? By my neck. He used to take me everywhere. He took me to the movies to watch that movie. Imagine it.
It's great.
Nice. I would like.
It's a great experience in life.
Can you scratch his back?
My cousin Vinny.
You got an itch?
No, that's.
We got a lawyer in the family.
We got a lawyer. My cousin Vinny.
My cousin Vinny.
The music playing when he pulls up. You got mud in your ties. You ever hear of that? No. He goes, she never heard of it. She's an expert on cars. The black guy looks at him and goes.
Anyway, off the movie tip, anti-NHL hockey playoffs. It's been a rough series for the New York Rangers, man. I tell you, this is the kind of series that makes you vomit. All Ranger fans are understanding. We have a great regular season, best regular season record in the playoffs, and nothing can come easy, bro.
I have an ulcer named Rick Nash.
He scored yesterday, though. He did score.
Oh, man, it's about time. That's like Del Piero scoring when it's already 1-0.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? That goal ended up being real
meaningful. Kreider made that game.
I know.
My boy Kreider.
Boyle got the winning goal.
Yeah, Boyle. Inga, Scott Sachar.
Kreider's been doing it a whole series. Kreider's been doing it.
Kreider's the man. If you think about that idiot, Tortorella, you wouldn't even know who Kreider was.
John Tortorella, ex-coach.
You wouldn't even know who Chris Kreider was right now.
Thank God we got rid of John Tortorella.
He hated him. He kept sending him down. You imagine this?
That's why he's not the coach anymore.
The kid is a stud. Look at the first goal he scored yesterday. It's all lower body strength, core and legs. This guy fought. The guy was hanging on him.
Women weaken legs.
Hanging on him.
So, speaking of strength, Alexander Ovechkin guaranteeing a game 7 win. What is he trying to be, Messier?
Yeah, okay.
This guy's guaranteeing game 7. You're coming to Madison Square Garden, buddy. You're guaranteeing a win on the road in game 7
FOH.
Against a top team in the NHL. At Madison Square Garden. Something wrong with this picture?
Beat it, you ugly prick.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Alexander Ovechkin is the best player in the NHL right now. Am I right?
He is.
Yeah, I think.
That's why I hate him.
He's a beast, an absolute beast. But we've done a good job of keeping him somewhat quiet in this playoff series.
You guys are a big Ranger fan, so How you guys are?
If he, but here's the thing. Here's
you thought
the thing,
it was over though, right? A minute and a half to go. And
gotta, oh my god!
I gotta be honest. That was I crazy.
I was out to dinner for a surprise birthday party, and my father-in-law's the only one with a seat to see the game. I'm like, "What are you doing, guy?" He goes, "Oh, there's a TV right there, straight ahead." I'm like, "What? I'm
that
like,
game
how
was
are you
over,
watching
right?
this?
That was crazy.
Oh my and god! Who I went nuts. Ties the game? Cried,
my boy. Come on. Yeah.
But anyway, this guy puts pressure on himself because he hasn't performed that much in this series, Alexander Ovechkin. As good as he is, as much of a beast as he is, he hasn't done a whole lot in this series. So he's putting all the expectancy on himself. He's guaranteeing a win when he hasn't done a lot, which means that if his team doesn't get the win, he doesn't do anything in Game 7. Because figure, if Alexander Ovechkin does something in Game 7, we got problems as New York Rangers and the fans, you know? So if we beat the Capitals, it's because Ovechkin does nothing yet again in Game 7, which means all the criticism is going to come down on him, which is why he made a bad move for me in guaranteeing his victory. Because now, Game 7, say the Capitals lose. Ovechkin is going to get Ovechkin would get criticized anyway for not being productive in the series. Now he's going to get double the criticism for spurring the Rangers on and giving them a motivation for eliminating the Capitals. The Garden is going to be all the more of a...
Fired
very,
up.
Oh, fired up. The environment's going to be crazy. They're going to be chanting Ovechkin chants if we go up in that win, if we go
absolutely,
up in this game.
Absolutely.
They're going to be chanting Alexander.
Well,
they're going to be
that.
Chanting
he
Ovechkin.
Yeah, he'll be watching them practice tomorrow. He's that type of guy. He'll sneak in and watch them practice.
I understand, but
he's that type of guy.
I understand great players are great when they have to be. Hopefully he's not great tomorrow because I'm a Rangers fan.
No, he hasn't lived up to the 50 goal scorer that he is. But
I gotta be honest, bro. If they don't perform tomorrow, he's bringing a lot. He would have got criticized anyway. He's bringing out even more criticism on himself. It's going to be real tough for Alexander Ovechkin
he's
in the offseason.
He's past that criticism stuff.
It's going to be real tough for Alexander
he's
Ovechkin in the offseason, though.
He's
I understand he's a stud. And he's still the best player in the NHL for me. But the Rangers are going to beat him tomorrow night. I don't know. There's no way the Rangers can come back from 3-1 down and lose Game 7 at home.
Well, I told you, simmer down last week. He said, oh, next week when we do this podcast, I don't want to have
Well,
to
I got to be honest. I thought Game 6 was going to be the game we got eliminated in. I thought, right. You know, we were down 3-1. I said, you know what? We're not going to let them beat us in our house. We're not going to let them eliminate us.
While you were sitting in OKC,
yeah,
I was betting the Rangers.
Yeah, well, we barely got out of that one though. We almost didn't get eliminated at home, but I thought Game 5 was the one where we were going to win it, and we were going to win it pretty easily. Instead, we barely got out of that one. Okay,
and then
McDonough overtime goal.
And then what did I do?
Game 6 was the game.
Bet
him
again.
Scared. Yeah, Game 6, I was scared. I got to be
my
honest.
Boy cried. It's like money in the bank.
To be honest, Game 6, I was really terrified. I thought this was a game we're going to get. Washington's tough to beat at home.
And here's our special announcement. We do not promote gambling on this podcast. But if
don't
you want any
the thoughts
free
and opinions
so,
of
so you have the
show.
Thoughts and opinions for tomorrow's game. You're
if
taking
you,
the Rangers.
If
what
you
saying?
Want any free
your
picks,
pick is the Rangers
just,
in Game 7.
At Peter Cards, and I will...
So your picks tomorrow are Real Madrid over Juventus.
Fact.
In the Champions League.
Done deal.
And the Rangers are going to beat the Capitals. Hopefully, you're at least winning one of those. You're not going to win Juventus Real Madrid. Juventus is just a team of destiny this year. That's it.
You always refer to our manager over there, Anthony Cat, when it comes to soccer.
Cat, what do you think?
You're a Juve fan, Cat, but if you were a betting man, you're not. We all know you for a long time. You're not a betting man. If you were, where would your money go tomorrow?
Gun to your head.
Smart money's out.
Smart money's on Real Madrid.
But the smart money doesn't always win. And I'll quote you the 1983 Champions Cup Finals. Hamburgo, Hamburg, beat the heavily favored Juventus.
If you were
the
a betting
Cup
man,
final.
Champ,
okay, I'll just keep giving you favorites. I'll just keep giving you favorites that didn't pan out in the Champions League.
If
1994, AC Milan, my team smashed Barcelona in the finals. Smashed them. 4-0. 4-0. A team that was heavily favored got smashed 4-0 in the finals.
Genius.
So don't tell me at this point in the season the Champions League is easy to call, because it's not. At this point in the season, anybody can win the Champions League. Upsets happen.
All right.
You don't make guarantees like that.
Number one, we're trying to do a radio show, so stop slamming on the table. Number two.
Go ahead.
Number two. So if you were a betting man, would you put your money on Mayweather or Pacquiao?
Mayweather. But this is not the Champions League. A box.
Bro, it's.
Come
what
on.
Do you mean?
That's not the same
it's,
thing.
It is.
It's not
no.
the same thing at all.
It
no,
is.
It's not. Because Pacquiao had no shot in
it's smart money.
No shot in hell of beating Mayweather.
It's
not on any
smart
night.
No.
Forget about it. Don't even make that comparison because in soccer or football, as my British fans call it, upsets happen.
In Cristiano's
in Mayweather
language,
versus
it's
Pacquiao. In Mayweather versus Pacquiao.
Is, in Cristiano Ronaldo's language, it's Chechen ball.
Chechebol.
Chechebol.
Is that what it is in Portuguese?
Futebol. All right.
Imagine this guy just butchered the Portuguese language. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? All my Brazilian friends at home, all my Portuguese friends at home, I'm sorry for Peter Cuds. He just called soccer Chechebol when it's Futebol.
Futebol.
Where'd you get Chechebol?
I'm thinking about the commercial with the old lady, with the guy in the coffin.
The guy in the coffin. He said Chechebol?
Save me. The guy in the coffin.
Chechebol?
Chechebol is his nutsack. Chechebol,
he's touching his nutsack. Yeah, Chechebol.
No, the guy in the
he's
coffin.
He's touching his balls. Yeah. And you're talking about Futebol. You really confuse that with football? Futebol?
Come on.
Come on, bro. I'm sorry. A big apology. On behalf of Peter Cards, I apologize to all my Portuguese friends at home, all my Brazilian friends at home. You know what? He didn't mean that.
I'll make up for it next week when they win. How about that? In the game of futebol.
Futebol. All right.
With the old lady when the guy died and they put him in his Portuguese uniform with the ball in the coffin. And she said he loved futebol.
But the old lady was still alive.
The old lady was still alive.
Exactly. You know what they call Juventus in Serie A? The old lady of futebol. So the old lady was still alive. So, la vecchia signora. She still lives.
Okay.
Serie A.
Who's going to stop
them? We represent Serie A.
Who's going to stop them? Gallini with his headband?
It's not going to be an individual performance.
See the headband on him last week?
It's not going to be an individual performance. It's going to be a team effort.
Right.
Just like the Rangers tomorrow night in Game 7. It's going to be a team effort
for
Juventus.
You're comparing the Rangers to Juve.
Yes.
The defense.
Yes.
Right.
Why don't you hit the table one more time? Team effort.
We're trying to do a show. Hit the table one more time.
Why don't we do a little? We should do a little bet between the two of you.
We usually do kicks in the ass.
Yeah. And then I win them, and he doesn't let me hit them in his ass.
No, please.
Let's do it. I'll video. Please.
I've won you. I've won more than
you've
you.
You've won me?
What? I've won more than
so
you.
So I say Chechebol, it jumps down my throat. He just sounded like a little kid on the bus.
Come on.
I've won you. You've won me?
I've won over
you're
you.
You're his side chick. He won you.
Oh, I won you. I won you more times.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
This guy.
What? Let's do the kick in the ass bet.
What
kicking
is
the ass, kicking the ass bet? If Juventus advances,
yeah. What do you want to put to it, God?
Says the ref. Says the referee.
A good clean kick.
Five kicks.
No balls.
Yeah,
no.
Anybody know the game at home? This is just a New York. Okay, go ahead.
You can't do where the toe goes under and you hit him in the sack. Yeah, no,
you can't.
It's like
side of the foot.
We've been doing soccer style kicks like a pass.
We're young kids.
It's like a pass.
It's more like a humiliation than a pain.
Anybody at home ever play the game asses up? It's an old New York game. Butts up
with a blue ball.
Yeah, with the blue ball. You ever play that game, Seth?
No.
Come on, what kind of a New Yorker are you? You didn't play asses up.
I'm from Jersey.
So
and I'm Jewish.
So asses up.
We keep our
Jewish kids played asses up.
No. I'll sue you if you hit him with a blue ball in the ass. No. You get him?
But you used to play asses up. Anyway, the point of the game was you throw the blue ball against the wall and you catch it. And you know, a bunch of you are playing near the wall. So you throw the blue ball, you catch it, you throw the blue ball back. If somebody doesn't catch it cleanly or if he drops it, somebody has to pick up the ball. He has to run to the wall. Somebody has to pick up the ball and whip him with it. If he gets hit before he reaches the wall, he gets an A.
I might have played it.
You spell S, you get...
No, you spell the D's.
You spell D's nuts.
D's nuts?
No, seriously. You spell it. Then you have to stay up against the wall. If you spell the whole word S, you have to spell up against, go up against, sometimes it was butt, B-U-T-T. You have to go up against the wall, stay, put your ass out up against the wall, and everybody would pelt you with the blue ball. Everybody in the game would get to whip you with the blue ball. Right in your ass.
So, are we doing this or what?
This is an old school Brooklyn game.
He's back.
I didn't make it up.
He's changing the subject. Look, he's changing.
No. Basically, the kicks in the ass bet derives is a mutation of the asses up game.
All right. Who won the last kicks in the ass bet?
Me! I won the last five, bro. You won one. You won a single one.
Hey. Which one?
You won a single one.
Which one?
I think you bet. What'd you take? Abner Matis against Ponte de Leon?
I didn't have Castillo over. I didn't have Corrales over Castillo.
Corrales over Castillo?
Yeah.
10 years ago, Corrales over Castillo.
That's
how long it's been since this kid wins a bet. Corrales over Castillo. You kidding me?
It's literally,
it's been a decade. That's how often he wins a bet against
me. I didn't have Margarito over Cotto.
Look at these fights. He needs a miracle finish by Corrales. A miracle finish by Corrales against Castillo because he was out. He needed to spit his mouthpiece out. He was out. But that's how he wins that bet. And then
as
loaded Cotto, gloves.
As Cotto
and then,
says,
come on.
A win is a win.
And then loaded gloves for Margarito over Cotto. Because he wouldn't have won that bet.
One of yours is way back when Tyson lost to Lewis. I took Tyson.
You're talking about that one. I've won so many.
What's yours?
I don't remember.
You don't remember anything.
I've won so many. I don't remember.
Where are your car keys?
I don't know.
No, the pocket. They're in the garage. He checked his pocket. See what I mean?
This is what I'm dealing with.
No, hey, what I'm doing.
Everybody at home, you understand me.
No, they don't understand you, Beetlejuice.
Get out.
No one understands you.
Beetlejuice.
Whatever.
Are we doing this bet or not?
Yeah.
We're going to video this next week. We're going to video this.
Video the shit out of it.
Five kicks in the ass.
Five kicks.
Juventus will advance. You right now. If they lose.
No.
I put my money on Madrid. To win the game.
Yes.
No, it's advancing. No. I don't care about that. I don't care about the win. I don't care if
you're arguing me.
If Juventus loses 3-2, they advance. I'm telling you, Juventus is going to get to the final.
No, but you're not making sense because I put my money on Madrid to win the game.
Yeah, just like today, you put your money on Barcelona to win the game, even though they didn't need to win. Juventus doesn't have to win tomorrow to advance. I'm telling you, they got to advance.
I told you my lock was Real Madrid. And you're arguing with me.
Okay.
And then you're saying the long shot. Oh, those are
in this life, because in this life, the Champions League, advancing is what counts. Doesn't matter if you win or lose.
Now
today Barcelona lost the game, but they advanced.
He's changing.
Advancing is what counts. You understand that?
Cat, he's not changing it. What he's saying makes total sense, but that's not what he was saying before.
No, come
on. That's not what you were saying.
Get out of here.
What did you say before?
Everybody at home
about 4-0. Who's the old lady in the commercial? Forza Juve, la signora.
Juve is going to advance tomorrow. That's it. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not the bet. See?
Right, then no bet.
No bet.
Oh, look, see?
No
bet. He knows. He knows Cristiano.
He knows they're going to lose 3-2. They're going to lose 3-2? If they lose 3-2, Real Madrid goes home, bro. If the score ends 3-2 Real Madrid, Madrid goes home. I don't know where you're getting at. I'm talking about advancing here.
What do they need to advance?
Don't listen to him. Right. See how quickly he backs out?
I was all excited to video this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He backs out. He's got no...
It would have been good for the show, man.
Yeah, it would have been good for the show. But I know what kind of bet to make. I'm betting you Juventus is going to advance. Juventus is going to be in the finals on June 6th against Barcelona. That's what I'm saying.
No,
it doesn't matter if they lose tomorrow. It matters how they lose. If they lose 1-0, they go home. If they lose 3-2, they advance.
My money is on Madrid to win the game. Okay. So you were telling me that's not a good bet. That's what you said.
It's not.
That's what you said.
Don't necessarily win.
So you want to make that bet?
Do it.
That's the whole question, genius. What? You have
Everybody at home knows I'm right. Okay, I'm talking about Juventus.
Everybody at home
right. Who's listening to this podcast? That's a football fan, not a Chechen ball fan. A football fan knows I'm right. Okay,
take the test, Manny Pacquiao. Five kicks
Juventus
in the ass.
Ted Vance. That's it.
My shoulder.
That's it. That's where it ends. Yeah. Juventus.
Don't advance and they go home, he's gonna say,
"Well, Chiellini had the bandage on his
head." Well, when they don't advance. Then you win the bet. I'm talking about advancing.
There's no bet now.
But take the test. Take the test.
Oh,
back.
Joe?
No.
All right, Joe. What are you, Bob Arum? You want to start making demands now? Get out of here. My money's still going to come in my pocket regardless of your five kicks.
Yeah, I know.
Get out of here.
All right, folks.
And then he's going to.
Enough. Everybody at home knows what I'm talking about. You're meant to advance. If you watch football at home, you understand what I'm saying.
But Chiellini had the bandage on his head and then.
Wait a minute. Freddie Roach had Geico on his
not
Buffon. Buffon was old, and Buffon was very old, and
he had Geico headband.
Chechenball.
Buffon.
I know.
Buffon.
All right, Chechenball. What else are we talking about today?
The Yankees and Mets are both in first place.
Well,
that's going to last long.
Well, we can't talk about baseball until hockey's over, right? And basketball's over.
Yeah, talk about it. A-Rod's been doing big things.
Yankees hit 5 home runs last night. And CeCe won his first game.
The Bronx Bomber.
CeCe won his first game. That's a joke.
Hallelujah.
Dude. That's a joke.
Yeah, he had a little bad luck, too.
The Bronx Bombers.
I think the team is secretly all juicing, and even the owners are in on it. They're just keeping it all quiet.
No, come on, Seth.
I'm kidding.
Yankees don't juice anymore. Come on.
That's right. I'm kidding. A-Rod's on something, though. He's at GNC buying some shit. Something. I don't know.
Listen,
God bless.
Let him juice, man.
To share all of them. I don't care. Beltran.
All the baseball players are juicing.
Does he deserve his bonus to overpass Willie Mays' record? What do you think?
I think no.
Yeah.
I don't know. Although the fans gave him a standing ovation and everything. They're all into it.
Sure. I mean, if he wins, of course, you got to give him a standing ovation. But I'm just saying, does he really deserve the bonus?
Tell me if I'm wrong. Do you notice, like, when he gets to the ballpark now and he comes out, like, with the warm-ups and stuff, because Gita's not there,
he's like signing balls. He's like doing
all
that.
He's taking that role, right?
He's like trying to get everybody to love him.
He's so jealous.
The man's the people. Oh, come on. Don't hate on A-Rod like that.
So, I mean, come on.
I like the guy. He's a great player, but he's taking over that now because he's, you know.
Well, somebody has to. You know what?
The man is not there anymore.
Okay, well, the Yankees need a leader.
The best is gone. He retired. Long live the king.
If the leader left, and nobody replaces Jeter, but if the leader left, you know, the Yankees need a new leader. So why not A-Rod?
We're talking about the Yankees. He's the guy that.
Sorry, the leader is Ellsbury.
Ellsbury. Oh, now it's Ellsbury.
Ellsbury, Garner leading off, and he got Betances and Miller in the back of the bullpen, man. Those four guys.
Betances.
Killing
the Mets. You think the Mets are going to last? You think it's one of those early season?
Baseball's pretty weak, though. They got good pitching.
Their World Series champions of April. Please, come on.
So far, so good. Yeah, I know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that last.
The Cardinals are always in the World Series, right? The Cardinals, the Dodgers finally should make it. They spend $600 million on their roster.
The Cubs spent a lot of money, too.
Yeah, the Cubs haven't won since 1908.
Yeah, and if the Back to the Future movie, anybody watch Back to the Future?
The first one?
No, the second one. If Back to the Future is correct, in 2015, the Cubs win the World Series.
Is that what it is? Yeah?
Remember when he went to the future in 2015? The Cubs were World Series champions.
Talking about movies again now. That was in the movies. See, I told you you should have got Denzel to fly your plane. Now you're referring to Back to the
Future. No. I'm talking about the Cubs winning the World Series. Who would have ever thought that 1985, because even in 1985, the Cubs had been a huge drought since they won a World Series. Let me finish this thought.
Go ahead.
The Cubs, in 1985, it had been 70 years since the Cubs won the World Series. So even by then, it was considered like a big drought. So by making them World Series champions of 2015, I'm sure everybody who watched that movie at that time was figuring, no way, it's not going to be 30 more years since the Cubs win another World Series. It's actually been 30 more years. They haven't won one. If they don't win one this year, even Back to the Future was wrong, bro.
All right.
Can you imagine that one?
He had the book.
100 years.
Remember the guy had the book?
Let me
2015 World Series champions, Chicago Cubs. That's what Back to the Future 2 says.
Let me ask you a question.
That would be pretty cool if they do it.
Let me ask you a question now.
Let me ask you a question. No, go ahead, Uncle Manny.
Go ahead, Nostradamus.
Let me ask you this.
Everybody that doesn't know that my Uncle Manny always says, instead of, but let me ask you a question, he gives you the Italian ma. Ma, let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question. So, let's say the Cubs make it all the way to the World Series, right? Let's say they're playing,
the Yankees.
The Orioles, whoever. Let's say it's the Yankees, right? Just for shits and gigs, as I like to call it. If you're the Yankees, do you pay the guy that interfered with the ball?
Oh, what's his name?
Every throw out the first pitch?
No. Every game to sit like.
That's horrible.
Do you pay him like?
I sit Moises Alou right next to him.
I would pay that guy to sit right behind the catcher. Like right behind home plate, so the pitcher has to see him every pitch.
And Moises
home and away.
I like
home
that.
And away.
You guys follow NBA at all?
Of course.
Who do you think's going to win the championship? I think the Clippers look like
Clippers
the hottest.
Clippers look hot. But listen,
the Golden State win last night. They were up.
They won.
Ahead
they
a
won.
Lot.
They won. Won. Series is tied.
All right, so don't count Golden State out yet.
No, you can't.
Tough series.
You can't. But Cleveland's Cleveland, man.
I'm rooting for LeBron. I look for Cleveland to win. It'd be nice for Cleveland to win a championship.
What about the buzzer beaters over the weekend?
Yeah.
D-Rose buzzer beater. LeBron James buzzer beater.
Unbelievable.
What's going on over here? The NBA playoffs. A lot of drama.
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce. Scumbag left the Nets. Unbelievable.
He didn't want to leave.
He didn't want to leave.
He fell jump off a falling ship, man. I mean, that's sinking.
What do you mean? We made the playoffs anyway. Imagine we had an extra good player.
True.
And we still won two games over the Hawks.
True.
You made the
Hawks are the worst.
Did you just burp that bee in my face? You nasty ass.
Hawks are the worst.
You say dumb shit
ever.
That's what happens.
Yeah. It should be Cleveland. It was like, oh no, the Bulls can still pull out that series too. They just lost. They missed a big opportunity.
That's
right,
one of the better series to watch.
What, the Bulls Cavaliers?
Bulls Cavs.
Yeah. Houston.
That's like old school, man. Bulls Cavs is always a good
Houston
series back in the day.
Shitting the bed.
Dwight Howard does not show up.
He
in playoffs.
He has no character, no heart.
I agree.
At all.
I hate to say that
He's
about someone.
He's a clown. He just complains.
Very judgmental today, Peter Codd.
It's true.
Be honest.
What do you think about Dwight Howard? What do you think?
I think he's got all the physical tools, but mentally he's a little bit lacking. I agree.
There you go.
All the physical tools.
He says it much better. He's a professional broadcaster. He says it the right way.
He watches one basketball game a year.
Leave him alone.
I'm more into the hockey playoffs. But
He was on the Lakers. He had a problem with Kobe. Kobe basically told him.
He on the Magic before that.
This is my team. Either you do it this way,
or you take a walk.
He left. He left $30 million on the table and walked away.
Exactly.
How about when he was on the Magic?
He was on the Magic. Oh, my back.
Oh, and he played the finals against the Lakers. He didn't show up.
He didn't show up. Yeah. My back. I need surgery. Woo.
Ooh, child, this bag is killing me.
And that DeAndre Jordan's like, yeah, I'll get 25 rebounds. You can take your 8 rebounds,
exactly.
Loser.
That's a guy who's there with balls.
Yeah, he's a big
boy. He's
going
to elbow this little prick. Come here. Come get rebounds. Yeah, I dare you.
Yeah, he's going to get some money next year, DeAndre Jordan.
He sure is, pal. Yeah.
And they got a Hall of Fame. They got a winning coach.
And Canelo's big brother. I'm happy for him, too. Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin, yeah, it's true.
He's good, he's good.
He's playing well, yeah. They got
a big Justin Bieber fan, too, I heard.
Yeah. Did they make up after he smacked him and stuff?
Yeah, he smacked him. Justin Bieber's not allowed in the locker room anyway. No.
That's the worst thing about seeing Floyd's fights is just have to see Justin Bieber there.
Oh, come on. Let's not hate on Justin Bieber. I mean, Blake Griffin already smacked him around. Like, yeah. Leave the kid alone. Come on.
Get out of here.
Is that not enough already? Is that not enough already? We gotta go on him, too. Let Justin Bieber live a little bit.
All right, let him live.
Bad enough. If Blake smacked me around, I would hope that you guys would at least let me live.
If Blake smacked me, I'll hit him with a pipe.
Of course.
Yeah. Look at the size of that guy. Imagine you're Justin Bieber.
And Canelo's his little brother. So if you hit him with a pipe, he just calls his little brother to
slap you around even more. You won't even see the slaps coming.
Call his little brother to smack you around.
Hey, little hermano. Bang. And then little Canelo comes in. ¿Qué pasó ese? Oh, shit. Now I'm screwed.
I got to wrap this up.
All right. We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah,
Seth, that's all the time we got. Sorry, folks. You know, we got all day for you people, but unfortunately,
we wanted to get to Tom Brady and the balls.
We could do that real
quick. Kicked in the balls is today's headline. The front page of the Daily News. The front page of the Daily News.
If we were from Boston, made the front page. We would say Tom. Good old Tom.
Hey Tom, how you doing?
Tom. Wait.
Oh, that's good.
A little more.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
You ever notice the Patriots just can't win without some controversy?
Controversy.
Did you see that? Somebody put
when there's no controversy, they don't win a Super Bowl.
They got their Super Bowl rings. You see it? It was a ring with a needle on it.
That's great.
that was so funny.
That's great. And they're always there, too.
And they showed our
God only knows what they get away with.
Oh, yeah. God.
Right?
Taping practices. God knows what. They're probably buying playbooks.
Bro, they should have lost that Rams Bowl by like 30 points. Now we at least know why.
You're right.
And the NFL covers it up and burns the tapes. Can you imagine? How does that even happen? How is that not like a big story in and of itself? How does it like 60 Minutes do a huge story on that?
No.
How does the tapes just get destroyed? How does the NFL do that?
It happens every day.
Because it's Tom.
Tom.
Because it's Tom.
It's Tom. That's
like, Roger Goodell's a scumbag. That's the problem.
That's like,
don't you want to be behind him in line for the security of the airport and just go...
That's like
I should have done that at the Mayweather Pacquiao,
right,
but
so.
I seen him there.
That's great. That's like the Chicago Bears fans. Like who's more famous, Jesus or Mike Ditka? Trick question. Mike Ditka is Jesus.
Yeah.
Remember those guys?
Yeah, yeah.
The Bears. So what do you guys think about Brady? Think four games is enough or what?
He's going to appeal it.
While he appeals it,
is he allowed to play?
No, that'll be done. They'll decide before the season starts. Maybe it gets two. They go 0-2. That's a lock.
How fired up is he going to be playing now?
Who's the backup?
Garoppolo?
Garoppolo's not bad.
They come out with some backups.
The
Italian guy. Italian guy, kid.
Garoppolo. How focused? How much?
An Italian guy in New England. If he's a good quarterback, he can go a long way.
He could start somewhere.
Being Italian, they'll make him a star in the North End, bro.
If Garoppolo
has a big two games,
buddy. If he goes over to Strega and has a couple of meals in the North End after a couple of games of throwing a pigskin around, forget about it, buddy. He's all
set.
See
you later.
See you later, but he's all set. Tom who?
Welcome him to the North End with open arms.
Open arms, buddy.
Brady's going to be fired up this year.
He'll have a Sam Adams, buddy, all on them, buddy. You kidding me?
Winter brew, summer brew?
Oh, yeah.
All right,
let's go Packs.
They're making the Packs. End the show tonight.
I'm a Raider fan. I went to a Raiders Patriots game up there.
Which one? The playoff one when Tom.
You're a Raider fan?
No, the Tuck rule.
That was bullshit.
You're a Raider fan?
Yeah, I know. It's a horrible thing.
But no, my friend's a Raider fan.
The whole crowd.
He's also an Islander
accent. Fan. Raiders suck. The accent. Raiders suck. Yeah, they want to beat up people. They're all crazy.
Suck. Not suck.
Like we know.
They suck. And they suck. Like the things you put on your feet. Socks.
Yeah.
Sock.
My friend's a Raiders fan. He's an Islanders fan. So he tells my friend at work, "Oh, come watch the Ranger game with me." I said, "Dude, I'd rather watch it with Ovechkin's parents. Watch it with you. You hate the Rangers.
You would understand his parents, though."
Yeah.
They're cursing at
Court
your manager.
Court
All right. They're going to make it. You're making us send this. We'd love to stick around with you, but we have time constraints.
It's blaming me?
Yeah, it's Seth's fault. We want to stay and do an extra hour today, but Seth said no, we can't. So
that's all you guys are going to get from us for today. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good week of training, man.
Yeah, next week is 1 week closer to the fight.
We got work to do.
We do. As in like today, we got to go to the gym now.
That's why Angel's here.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. All right. Off we go. Brooklyn to the world. Paul Malignaggi. Peter Cards. Seth Nyman. We'll see you
I still
week.
Call you Nyman.